Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we're in Psalm 119 in verse number 20. We read, "My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times." That's beautiful, isn't it? My soul is just breaking up because I long so much, the psalmist is saying, for the judgments of God's at all time, God's righteous judgment to come forth. How my soul breaks over some of the decisions that are being made that are so adverse to real righteousness, to true judgment. I think we could all echo the psalmist's feeling as we look at our nation and we look at the things that are going on around the world that are truly unjust. As his soul breaketh, our soul breaks when we see injustice being done. So the question I think we need to ask ourselves, or how is it, or is it truly possible to have fellowship with God in a world that seems to be turned upside down? We're living in days where man appears to be doing what is right in their own eyes. I believe, even as the scripture tells us, that which seems to be right in their own eyes, they're not doing. What is right is being called wrong, and what is wrong is being called right. How is it possible for man to walk with a holy and loving God? We're now living in a period of time where crime has reached its all-time high, where morality seems to have hit an all-time low. Well, speaking of the family life, it has almost become a thing of the past, where being married and staying married seems to be, it's almost like it's become a novelty. As a result of this, as we moved away from God and the teaching of the Bible, as a result of this, we could see chaos running across our streets, across all of our streets in every city across our country. We see teenage kids run away at a staggering rate. Homeless people living in the city streets where they seemingly have nowhere to go or nobody to help them. The fear of gangs with their violence and their shooting of each other in our streets has become a real reality. Drugs and the lifestyle that goes along with it seems to be continuing at an uncontrollable rate. We are experiencing a great downward spiral in the quality of life for man that has been escalating at a rate that only can end up in severe crash unless something changes. The psalmist cried out, "My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto all thy judgments at all times." As we look in the world that we live in, it truly does look hopeless. But the fact that in the midst of the hopelessness, there remains for us a door of hope. The door, the Bible declares, is the person of Jesus Christ. He truly is the one that can give us hope in this hopeless world. The Bible states that through Jesus Christ, it is now actually possible for man to walk with God and to enjoy his presence on a daily basis. Even as we see this world in rebellion against God, we can know his peace, we can know his love, and we can know just the grace of God as we turn and we look for him. It's interesting. This word that he uses, "my soul breaketh for the longing," that word longing simply means a fervent desire. He had a fervent desire to see God to move and to work within his world. Do we have a fervent desire to know God? Do we have a fervent desire to live for the Lord and to seek after him? I love this beautiful Psalm 42, in the chapter 42 of the book of Psalms. In fact, you'll hear me saying I love the whole Bible. But in Psalm 42, verse 1, it paints a picture for us where the psalmist says, and this is David, he says, "As a deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God." What a beautiful thing to be able to have that strong desire to know God. In our scripture, his strong desire was to see the judgments of God at all times. the oldest book that we have in the Bible. In fact, probably the oldest book that we have that we still have around that's been written is the little book of Job. In the book of Job, in chapter 27, verse 10, we read, "Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? Will he always call upon God?" The psalmist says that he's longing that his judgments, he was looking for God's judgment at all times. He was looking for the Lord at all times. Are we going to call upon the Lord at all times? Are we in the desperation of the world that we're looking at, that we're living around? Do we see God's hand? Are we calling upon him? In fact, in the little book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us that we should be praying without ceasing. We should be seeking the Lord. And it's my prayer, as we see the events around us, how terrible that they are, that would draw us closer to the Lord. Because truly, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only hope for this world. And so I just want to encourage you this day that we would seek the Lord in prayer, for not only for ourselves, but for our families, for our community, and for our nation. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you as, Lord, even as the psalmist so long ago, how his heart was broken and he longed to see you work within his time. Lord, we just pray for our nation, Lord. Lord, for our cities, for our state, Lord, to see you move, because the politicians of the day, they make promises, even for, as you look back throughout history, men make promises that they cannot fulfill. Lord, our nation needs you. Lord, we ask that you might move in our midst, that you would do a special work here as we look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.